What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right, Neil Mammon caught my attention because of this headline. The question being, what is social justice? An Indian African American from a Marxist activist family lays down the facts. Neil, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me, Ryan.
So let's start with this question. Wokeism, you're saying, is basically acting as a new religion. Please explain how that works.
Well, once you take away objective moral laws, like God's objective moral laws, and let me frame that first, only an authority can tell you how to treat me. Only an authority can tell Hitler how to treat the Jews. Only an authority can tell the slave owner that they have to free the slaves. So the only person that can tell anyone to do anyone or tell anyone that they have inalienable rights is somebody who has authority over every single human being. Well, who's the only person with authority over every single human being? And that would obviously be our creator. So the problem is once we abandon the creator or we minimize the creator or we diminish him into, tribal gods or whatever I want him to be, all authority goes away. And then people are now looking for some moral standard that they make. And it becomes arbitrary. And we've seen that throughout history. So now what the new moral standard is basically... racism is bad, which we all agree is a bad standard. But now they've gone a step further, and they are now co-opting Marxism into all this. So it's not just racism is bad. Now it's, well, if you were ever a victim of racism, then you have a higher moral standard. That would be one thing. But it's worse than that. It's if you have an ancestor that was a victim of racism, then you have a higher moral standing. So wokeism basically evolved into... critical race theory, and it's tied into critical race theory into all these sort of minorities, and that includes homosexuality, transgender, pick any minority, a color, skin color, whatever, and now you are now morally above other people. Now, I'm not saying that you should treat anybody like this differently. All I'm saying is that just because you have a different tendency does not make you more moral than the majority of the people. And so what Marxism did basically, and again, this is all design. And now you'll notice that no Marxist nation practices any wokeism. China doesn't practice wokeism. Russia, the Soviet Union certainly didn't practice any wokeism. It's only for us that they push it on because it's basically a philosophy of destroying the West, destroying the culture, weakening America. And so you'll see that it's basically pushed on us. So basically, wokeism has come to America in many guises, but most of all, it's this concept of the oppressed and the oppressor, which is critical race theory. And that says that a black person is more morally correct in anything they say because they're black. A transgender is more morally correct in anything. Any ideology they have is actually got a higher moral standing than any ideology that you have. Mm. Or that your ancient, traditional, biblical, evil, according to them, morality. Despite the fact that morality should be decided, what is moral and immoral is first decided by God, but how did God decide that? He decided that by what hurt us. So if you look at the long-term effect of any action, and that results in disease, death, or destruction, then you know that it's immoral. That's the easiest way to define what something is moral or immoral.
And we're talking with Neil Mammon, who is the co-founder of Every Black Life Matters and the author of Jesus Was and Is Involved in Politics. Why aren't you? Why isn't your church? That's the title of the book. So what you're speaking to right now, Neil, it sounds like what you're saying is there is an innate human desire for understanding right versus wrong. It's how we seem to make sense of the world, that we can put things into categories. That's right, that's wrong. Maybe there's some gray in the middle that we kind of have to struggle with, but we need some sort of framework. And without, in America anyway, without the Christian or the Judeo-Christian principles that we're moving away from, there's a vacuum that wokeism is stepping into and saying, I can tell you what's right and wrong.
Right, but you should understand, it's not that they're stepping into it. They sort of helped create the vacuum in prior generations and then said, oh, look, we need, you know, it's the same thing Hitler did with the brown shirts, right? He brought the brown shirts in, created a whole mess in Nazi Germany, and then said, hey, I can solve this problem. And, of course, they appoint him chancellor, and next thing they know, oh, well, all the brown shirt problem went away. And then a few weeks later, because they all worked for him, and then a few weeks later, he went out and killed them all, because now that he was chancellor, the only threat to his existence as chancellor were the people who put him in power. which is exactly what's going to happen here. You know, the people who put the Marxists in power will be the first people killed by the Marxists.
Yes, yes. And we're seeing, some of these people that, and you're right, you know, what you're describing is people who sort of ascribe to this philosophy because they think, well, this makes me feel good. And plus, hey, if I don't need God to know what the difference between right and wrong is, even better, because then I can decide what it is. But then it moves. It moves too fast, and people can't really keep up with right and wrong. It almost creates more confusion than anything.
Right, exactly. That's what it's trying to do. So one of the things that we did as a result of this, we realized that a lot of churches were going woke. And we realize that if you are at a woke church and you're tithing or even just showing up and giving them the benefit of the doubt, what you're doing is you're helping this whole Marxist philosophy, this whole wokeism, this destruction of biblical principles. So a gentleman named Roger Elswick, who runs a number of car dealerships in the Houston area, man of God, and decided that he needed to do something to help save America, in a sense, in this part of it, at least, as far as the churches. So he came to me and he said, look, I have this idea to have a website where we actually grade all the churches.
Oh, wow.
You can just go to the website and you can say, look, my church is woke. I want to find a good church. But how do I find a good church? And one of the problems is finding a good church is that you've got to go there for a few weeks. You've got to visit them. And what they say on their website, maybe not what they teach. The pastor may be woke, but, you know, the website is some ancient website that has their old biblical values. And you really don't know what's going on. So we said, well, we need to do something where people can actually find a church without having to search for ages and then visit for weeks to find out if they really are woke. So we created the website. It's called mychurchfinder.org, mychurchfinder.org, not .com. And the beauty about this website is that the pastors themselves have to fill it out. Now, here's why it's beautiful, because if you're a work church, you are not going to fill out our survey.
Right. If you're in the list, you're probably not going to be on the list. Yeah.
So. Right, exactly. So so we rate churches according to four standards. One, the basic standard, the lowest rating you can get is, are you biblically sound? Right? So we ask them all these questions. You know, do you agree with the Nicene Creed? Because there's some non-creedal churches, right? But do you agree with the concepts in the Nicene Creed, even though that you don't affirm the Nicene Creed? Things like that. And then we go through all the, you know, do you believe in the resurrection of Jesus? And that gives you the basic and the authority of the Bible and the accuracy of the Bible. So that gives you the basic foundation. Then if you get past that, you're a C church. The next one is, do you teach about wokeism? In other words, are you a culturally aware church? Are you talking about transgenderism? Are you talking how abortion is evil? Are you talking about how homosexuality destroys the homosexuals? Right? I mean, that's the most compassionate thing, is homosexuality actually hurts homosexuals. And if you are banned from saying that, then who's going to reach out to them? So, and we go down a list of all these cultural issues. And if you pass that, then you become a B church. You have a B and a C church. And then, but to get the A rating, you have to pass the third thing. And the third thing is, it's okay if you realize the culture is dying. It's okay, and you're teaching against it. It's okay if you realize that the Bible is the Word of God and you're teaching the Word of God. But are you doing anything about the culture? Are you active politically? So the A rating then gets goes to churches that are politically active. That means they preach about the elections, they preach about the issues, they call out bad actors, they put out voter guides, they encourage their congregation to get involved politically. These are the churches that are going to make a difference, because it's one thing to say, oh yeah, the world is going to purgatory in a handbag, but it's another thing to then say, well, we are going to stand in the gap. We're going to be out there. We're going to occupy until the Lord returns. We're going to take action. We're going to be the moral authority for our state legislator. And I can tell you more about that.
Neil, but, do you find... Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.